Konnichiwa, minasama. My name is Desmond Barry, project leader for AeroSex, based in Japan.
And I'm Simone Hawkins, also based in Japan, and international relations manager.
So AeroSex is a five-dimensional motorsports that transcends time and space. AeroSex is a next generation of motorsports established in an unprecedented, innovative competition format and spectator style, with a new race format that combines actual flying with the latest augmented reality. 20 years ago, the first air race was run. And it took place within a course requiring pilots to demonstrate exceptional flying skills and precision. The tight turns, low altitude maneuvers around pylons at speeds of up to 400 kilometres an hour created an intense and action-packed spectacular for audiences around the world. Deemed as the Formula One of the skies, air racing inspired a generation of motorsports enthusiasts, a truly one-of-a-kind sport. Races were held in 24 countries and 41 major cities around the world and grew quickly in popularity, becoming quickly the fifth most popular motorsports in the world behind some of the most infamous names and historic sports available. This sport developed pilots with very high level of skills that is not experienced in any other sport. The thrill and excitement of the real stories behind the race produced a large and dedicated fan base. Motorsports has a following of 270 million people around the world and 2.8 billion media connections.
Only 6 months ago, there was no air race. So Yoshi Moroya, Japan's answer to air race pilot, developed the Air Race X format. Real racing and augmented reality joined together. Yoshi engaged Matt Hall and Pete McLeod to get their interest. Yes, Air Race X was go. So five other pilots from around the globe were encouraged to join and did so, excited to get in their planes after a four-year hiatus. Each pilot would race in their own locations and all had the same racetrack. That data would then be sent to headquarters in Japan. But how were we going to make sure that that data that was being received was accurate and fair?
So AeroSex developed the remote data unit. A unit that fits in a specific place in the plane can accurately measure time and space within 3 centimetres and 1/100th of a second. It measures all aspects of flying, including the altitude, the attitude, the acceleration, G, and all those dimensions. So now we could design a race course that each pilot would use. And this is actually the race course in South Africa, Patrick Davidson. We had views on this on each race airport around the 8 different countries around the world, and we positioned 4 pylons, as you can see here. And so we were able to, when they flew, receive accurate data in 3 dimensions on their flying. They could also get live feedback in the headsets of when they're flying through what we call the gates, whether they're high, low, or hitting pylons. And this gained great attention by the pilots, and they become very, very competitive. So this went on to XR technologies. So how do we actually transform the data we're getting into our race? Now, the location of the race you would have seen was Shibuya, and we ran our first race last month through the streets of Shibuya. So each plane was developed in AR identical to the plane that you really race. The same size and also the same speed. With the endorsements of the city and the mayor of Shibuya, the track was set up through the race, through the cityscape of Shibuya, somewhere not really possible in real life. But that didn't stop us dreaming. And we created the track and the layout, and all the pilots flew between these iconic buildings and across the famous Shibuya Scramble Crossing.
As you can see, the 3D mapping is a core part of AeroSec technology. This enabled all the racetracks to be all identical. It also meant that the XR flying that would happen for the semi-final and final was accurate, that we weren't going to get planes running into buildings or flying too high, too low. As you can see, the planes flying through the cityscape. The iconic Shibuya Scramble Crossing, I don't know if anyone has ever been there, visited it, but you can see how it was transformed with XR technology.
Simone took these photos, by the way, on the day.
The XR also enabled us to be able to place branding. Technology developed by the Metaverse company developed the Stylee app, which was downloaded to everyone's mobile devices or VR goggles, which they could view the planes travelling through Shibuya Crossing. We had set up areas throughout the city for four viewers, you can see. Now, one thing we did is, because this was a showcase, a first time, there wasn't a lot of advertising done outside of Japan. But one thing they decided they'd do, they'd like to have more areas for the public to view. So they crowdfunded and were able to raise 8 million yen in 4 weeks. Pretty outstanding.
So what did the race actually look like? This is the reality of the race, and this is how it looked in Shibuya. And this was timed exactly as you see it now. And this was the first time it actually ran. We had a VIP area which incorporated 78 speakers from Yamaha, where you could see the planes going past the windows of Shibuya and could feel the vibrations and hear the plane across your chest. And this is what the people saw for the very first time. So it's an amalgamation of real live television and pre-recorded races. So there was two races that were kept separate from the public, which was the final and the semi-final races, and these were displayed on the real day. So the future strategy of Air Race, we have only just started. So our first event was last month. Air Race X is self-funded at this present time, and we have a plan for four races for 2024. And eight races and a championship series for 2025 and beyond. We'll continue to race. We have three main formats, which is the remote format. And the remote format is where all the races, pilots race in a remote area. The digital format, where we can incorporate a structure like we did in Shibuya in any host city in the world, or we can do this at an airport or incorporate it in another event. And we also have all the pilots behind us which wish to race with us again and again. And these are all previous Air Race pilots. And we can run a full race with a minimum of 8 pilots or a half race with a minimum of 4 pilots. Or even incorporate this with AR. So the 2024 calendar, we're looking at races in May, July, September and October. We're also looking at gaming. So part of this was we had to run simulations on the racetrack. And we've had a bit of interest on how we're going to create gaming, especially with our 3D models. So part of it is mapping a 3D city and running gaming technology where people actually race real pilots or race themselves within a 3D landscape of a city. Now the 3D data is part of what we introduce as a city package. So we now have three kinds of formats of air racing, which is the real air racing, the extended reality racing, and the gaming, which expands city promotions.
AeroSex is a sustainable event. There's quite a few areas that AeroSex has covered with the RDU unit, the remote data unit, which means that we can sustain a new generation of aviators. New aviators can race and practice in their own locations, be mentored by race pilots, and we get a new generation safely. And also, too, cost-effectively for them also. AeroSex as a sustainable event means that a city is not disrupted by closing roads or, you know, the hiccups that a lot of major sports have. Any city can be a racetrack. Shibuya was our showcase, and already the feedback that we've had from the mayor of Shibuya and the ratepayers, the city owners, the business owners, was very positive. They've all talked about an increased awareness of what's going on through the AeroSex event happening there.
Okay, so the time frame to run a real event will take between 12 and 18 months. Cost a lot of money and a lot of permissions. To run a digital race is between 6 and 10 months to arrange that, do all the 3D mapping, and offer different services to a city. And a remote race can be run and operated within 2 months. I did have a lot of things I wanted to wrap up with, but really a lot has already been covered in this conference. And what we're trying to do with AeroSex is introduce other options for creating an air race event. So thank you very much. So, any questions?